I always feel like an outsider. It's one of my complaints of life. That is what people say and how people feel when they're seeking God. Because if you were to utterly feel at home at Earth and utterly feel at one with the way things are and utterly feel comfortable in it, why would you seek anything better? You've found your place. My place is elsewhere. If you love the world, it's probably your home. But those who seek something else have a feeling of foreignness, of otherness, of a feeling that they want to move on, a feeling that they want to be elsewhere, to be other. And for them, he has prepared a city whose builder and maker is God. And so it is an heavenly city. As we read in Revelation, it's going to come down from heaven and occupy a place on the earth. And God is not ashamed to be called our God, because he called us forth from out of the world and into his light. He has prepared it for us. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. According that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. A figure. You know, a shadow again. A similitude. The sacrifice of Isaac was a similitude of the sacrifice of Christ, bringing him to that point of where he was almost ready to kill him. But that God did not stay the hand that slew Christ, but rather allowed it to happen. But Isaac, in a figure of resurrection, got up off the altar, and instead the animal was placed in his place. But for Christ, there would be no substitute. He alone would bear the brunt of the pain and the death and the suffering, and he would die once for all. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. You know, Isaac blessed Esau and Jacob, giving them different blessings. He couldn't see. He touched, right? And he guessed who was who. But to say what was to come, he did it by faith. Even though there was trickery afoot. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. But when Jacob blessed him, he crossed his hands. Something his father couldn't do was to bless the younger over the older. But Jacob knew and crossed his, the father of the two sons of Joseph brought his two sons to Jacob with the oldest one so he would be on Jacob's right, and the younger one so he would be on his left. And Jacob purposefully knew this, crossed his hands. And he couldn't see well either. But he saw something afar off, even more clearly than his own father had seen it. The blessings that would be, and passed on the promises. Verse 22. But notice there's all action. They bless. They do things by faith. By faith, Jacob, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. He was thinking ahead. Hundreds of years before they would actually leave, he said, take my bones with you. Take them out. And let them not be buried in this heathen land, but bury them in the land of promise, the land that they had not even yet received, but that God had promised them for a possession. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They saw the promise in him. They saw he was a comely child. There was something good about him. There was something handsome about him, something which they thought they ought to preserve, knowing the king's commandment that all should die, but they were not afraid. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. All the pleasures of the wealthy and all the things that they enjoy, it is the pleasure of sin that they enjoy while others suffer, while others are in pain, while others are in lack, others are in want. They enjoy their pleasures. And And by faith, Moses saw something there that was worth staying away from. I will go and suffer. I would rather suffer with the weak than rejoice with the strong, because he believed God was the avenger of those who so suffer. Verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That's what I was just saying. He was more mindful of what would happen. What would be the end of God for those who lived at the expense of others, for those who enjoyed things that were sinful, while others had nothing but barely that which they needed to survive? He'd rather suffer and bear reproach. Because in this world, the weak and those who do not have are always reproached. People judge you. Even in our rich country, you know, you don't have a nice enough car, they look at you, they judge you. If you don't have enough money, they look at you, they judge you. The rich love to give to the rich. The rich go to rich churches and they give to the rich pastors and they all live in their rich neighborhoods. But God is going to destroy them all. And you say, well, Paul, how can you say that? By faith. I know. Woe to you, rich. What have you done with your riches? Ask yourself. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, Moses left Egypt, and he endured, trusting in the righteousness of his cause, and that God would preserve him. Verse 28, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. You know, they had to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost so that the angel of death would pass over the house of the Hebrews. But over the house of Pharaoh and of all the Egyptians, the death angel came upon them and slew their firstborn. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land. Which the Egyptians essayed to do were drowned. They went forth to cross that sea and they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, and they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. I had a pastor once who went to great pains to try to explain that Rahab wasn't a harlot, because she died of, you know, she was a dyer of purple, and